Okay, we're on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So, remember when we finished last time? So we were talking about the question of the order of the Mishnah, the order in which things are placed in the Mishnah. So basically, as trying to decide which should have gone first, should we be talking about Kinyan Nedarim, right? Things that are, you know, replacement words for Nedarim, or Yados, like kind of shorthand. So the question was, you know, maybe one should have gone first, the other should have gone first. And the Gemara, you know, was providing multiple answers. One answer was like, okay, fine, you know what, it doesn't really matter if we do talk about one, talk about A, talk about B, then explain B, explain A, or do A, B, A, A, B. And the Gemara kind of came to the conclusion, like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Sometimes you do one, sometimes you do the other. But then the Gemara said, not so fast. And the Gemara said in the third line down, the top, V'yaseh, and if you'd like, I'll give a different answer. Yodos aydi da'aseh midrasha, v'fayr shalah lahun bereisha. That maybe the reason why we describe the details of yodos first, right, is because they come from a drasha, meaning rather than being explicit in the psukim, but they are darshaned out. Right? We have to kind of explain them where they come from more. And because of that, because they're a little more esoteric in a certain sense in terms of where they come from, so they need a little bit more explanation. And that's why we explain them first, because they come from a drasha. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, v'liftach hadin bereisha. If that's true, hadin doesn't mean din like the law, it means like them, right? The hadin, right? So if that's true, so start with them. Meaning if we're really concerned that yados, this idea of yados, is, you know, much more foreign and hard to understand, and therefore we should, it needs explanation, so just do yados first. Talk about yados, talk about kinyan, then explain yados. Right? Just do it that way, and then we don't have to worry about it, it'd be easier. So answers the Gemara, miftach patach bekinuyin da'araisa bereisha, v'had demefraish yados te'asan le'midrasha. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because kinyan are mida'araisa, in the sense that they are literally explained in the Torah itself, and therefore they go first. But and yados, which come from drashas, right? They're not the idea of yados comes from a drasha and isn't explicit, so that goes afterwards. Okay, so Gemara says fine. Honey chalamanda amar kinyan lashon nachamin. So that works. I understand this whole approach. If the idea of a kinyan is basically the language that non-Jews use. Look at Rashi. Kinuyin lashon nachrim devahani lashonas in the third line. Just look at the actual Rashi for a second. Even though it's not really Rashi, whatever it is, but it's helpful for a second. Kinuyin lashon nachrim. Dibahani lashonos nidre nachrim ke konam konach konas. Right, it's the language that even non-Jews will use. Right, but the point is that people non-Jews use. Right, sheyesh lashon shekorin lekorban konam veyesh lashon shekorin lekorban konach. I mean, the language, this idea of konam, in order to help people be able to say, you know, to explain what they want to do more easily. Fine. But the point is that if kinyanim are, you know, the ways that people talk anyways, right, the ways that, let's say, non-Jews even talk, so if that's true, so then I understand why kinyanim goes first, right? Meaning that kinyanim are like things that people know, right? And then yados are things that people, like, you know, that's much more, you know, again, esoteric, things people don't really know about. So then I understand, right, you do kinyanim first, people know what they are, but they're midaraisa, and then you explain yados, which are harder. Fine. But elamand amar lashon shebadu lehen chachamim. But if you're going to tell me that kinyanim are actually words that the chacham themselves made up, right, so then what are we going to do, right? Elamand amar lashon shebadu chachamim, right, so if that's true, then what's the argument? And what's the point? The language of, let's say, for example, konam, right? So what is konam all about? And I think we're going to see this more as we move along. But the point is that Chazal were nervous that if people bring a korban and they say, I want to have this sheep be korban la Hashem, right? So they were nervous. Because why? What's going to happen? If people are always saying la Hashem, so they're going to start saying la Hashem without saying korban, and they won't say Hashem, they'll say Hashem's name. And so if anytime someone's trying to be makdish an item and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they start using Shem Hashem, they start using Shem Hashem Levatala, that's Nisa Daraisa. So they were nervous about this. What did they say? We'll make up other phrases like konam, right? So we're going to find the word konam used all the time to refer to a korban. So it's like a you know, so if that's true. So that might be one of the kinuyim that we're talking about. But if that's true, then what happens? So it turns out that kinuyim and yados are both sort of made up, right? They're code words. They're both kind of code words, and they're both kind of made up, and therefore, like, so how do you know which one should go first? It's not really clear. They're both in the explanation, and they both, right? Meaning, I get it. If kinuyim are things that everybody knows, so fine. So I say that one first. I say yados second, and then I gotta explain yados, right? But if kinuyim are also things that we don't really understand, look at us. We're talking about the Dar, we don't know any of these words, right? And you have to like explain what they mean, right? So like, so then I don't get it. Then I mean, again, you know, how big a deal is this? This is a good question. But the point is, like, you know, it's not that this doesn't explain why we, you know, explain yados first and then kinuyim afterwards. Maybe kinuyim should be explained first. Fine. So Gemara says fine. Miketani yados. Says Gemara, what? Do we ever even mention yados? But the truth is, mecharsis la. And really, there's a chasur mechsura. Okay? And when the Gemara says chasur mechsura, what does it mean? It means that the Mishnah really should have said something, and there's language from the Mishnah missing. Okay? Akta nami vitani yados. So, meaning we've already talked about the fact that the yados themselves are missing. We mentioned this on the last staff. And there was chasur mechsura, and they should have said explicitly, yados. There's yados, and yados are the following. Right? Because even the word yados doesn't exist in our Mishnah at all. So the Gemara said then, so when after kinuyim, should have said, and there's kinuyim and there's yodos, and yodos are the following, right? So now, and by the way, when we said that, what is one of the things that we said? We said is chasur mechsura applies where? In the middle of a Mishnah. In the middle of a Mishnah, so sometimes there's some words don't get fully explained or told over, or really it was there and it got left out, etc. Now we're saying something that we usually don't say, and I think the Ron said it then, that usually a chasur mechsura means there are things missed in the minute, in the middle. But now, what the Mishnah is willing to say is we're so stuck. We're willing to say there's actually words that are missing at the beginning of the Mishnah, even, right? So, v'lav chasur mikatani yados, v'lav chasur kamechar sitzlei, akdem nami v'tani yados, kol yados nidarim kinidarim, v'chol kinuyin nidarim kinidarim, meaning, you're right, yados should go first. Really, the Mishnah should have started by saying, "Kol yados nedarim kinedarim, v'chal kinuya nedarim kinedarim." The whole Mishnah should have started differently, right? And then it would say, "Ve'elohen yados ha'omer lechaveiro, ve'elohen kinuyin konam konach konas." That's what it should have done. Should have started with yados, mentioned his yados, mentioned his kinuyim, then described yados, then described the kinuyim. And he should have gone A B A B. That's how the Mishnah should have gone, and that would make us all feel better. Fine. Okay. So, yeah. Look at the run. Just looking around in a couple places. Keep pasach pekinuyin deraisa. It's like 12-13 lines down in the skinny lines on the left side. Here I am. Kipasach, the first word on the line is midrasha, but then it's another heading. Kipasach, pasach, bikinuyin deraisa. So this is a couple of pieces that we saw, but I'll explain a little bit. So shekein derech hatana, meaning maybe we should start with kinuyin deraisa, and then explain yados, then go to yados, which are drasha. Why shekein derech hatana lahascha bedvarim hayiduim v'apshutim? It's a normal thing for the hatana to do, a mission to start with things that are more understandable. Starts with the things we get, and then moves on to the harder things, which is smart in general in teaching, right? Better to start with things that are a little easier, make more sense, and then we move on to things a little bit harder. Okay. Well, leman da'amr lashon shebadu chacham lios noder bo. Right? What about the fact, you know, we said it, if you assume that kinuyin are things that also chazal made up, right? Shechidshu milibam milashon shebadu milibo. These are things that they literally made up on their own. Leos know their bow. Mefarish shall come and shame Yomar Korban. This is what I was mentioning before. If you say Korban, Chashin and Shem Yaskir Shashem. If you say Korban, you're going to nervous that you're going to say Shem Hashem. Da Shem Samoch, Gabe Korban, Kedichsev, Korban Lashem. That's how we always talk, right? Korban Lashem. The Shem Yaskir Shashem. Velo Yaskir Korban. You're going to mention, what's going to happen is you're going to end up mentioning the name of Hashem and not mention Korban. Venimta Shahosh Shem Shaman Vatala. Velakach Chidshu Lashonos Halab. That's why they made up these names. Konam, Konas, Konach, etc. They're literally made up names. And if you assume that, then Michael and Memar. The Afagav di Midaraisa, Namihim, even though they're also Midaraisa, Kamachukasafti, Misha Senu, Afiluhachi ain't Abshutim Yosem Yados. Then they're not any more obvious than Yados. Kadeshi Yascha Behem, that you should start with them. Other Rabbi, Yados Pshite, Tfei, the Asim Midrasha. If anything, the Yados make more sense because the Yados actually come from Drashas in the Pasuk, as opposed to Kinuyim, which are literally made up by Chazal. Right? Fine. So, and then look, Akdim Nami Vitani Yados Beresha. Right, so then he says, so what should we do? So we'll put Yados at the beginning, right? And look, the Ron writes, Hashta Mishum here Mishum Dochakin because they're being so pushed. Hadri B'Maydinaka B'Pshus Tusa B'Kula Sugyan. They're going back from what we said at the beginning. It was obvious to them. Obviously, the Gemara until now in our whole conversation. That usually, if you're missing something, you're not missing something at the beginning. Like that's like obvious at the Gemara at the beginning, right? And nevertheless, they go back on that. And again, to go back and say, okay, A, B, A, B. Right. That basically what's going to happen is they're going to go in this order. Why? Because again, the Yados don't need as much. The Kinyan don't need as much explanation. The Yados need more. And therefore they're willing to do this. You know, go out of the norm and make a chaser mixer at the beginning. Fine. Good. Okay. Fine. So we're caught up there. So let's go back. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So now we know why at least why you know how this order made sense. Really was A, B. Right, say one, say the other, explain one, explain the other, and really the Mishnah is totally now edited and changed totally from the way that we have it in our actual Mishnah, that Yados come first, then Kinuyim, then description of Yados, and description of Kinuyim. Fine. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, the Yados Hechiksiv. Right, where does it come from?
I thought you said it was supposed to be Yados, then explain Yados, and then Kinuyim, and explain Kinuyim. Are we back to
A-B-A-B? I think A-B-A-B, I think. Now, Yados, right, the Mishnah should say, call Yados Nidarim Kinadarim and call Kinuyim Nidarim Kinadarim. And then the Gemara gives, right, A, B. And then it says, Ha'omer L'chaveiro, Midranim L'cha, which is Yados.
Doesn't matter. It depends. There's that much focus.
Depending on which way you want to go.
Right.
Yeah, it can go either way. Meaning it just depends on how you hold, right? What do you think about Kinuyim? Are Kinuyim things that Chazal made up? Or Chazal, or Kinuyim things that were already, you know, kind of around. So if you think that the things that Chazal made up, so then you have to shift, you know. But you're right. So the truth is, right, it could go either way. But at least one of the readings is A, B, in this movie. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, where do Yados come from? Right? The Yados Hechiksiv. Where do they come from? So it says the Gemara, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Okay, so this is one of the examples of the source of the concept of a nether. A person goes ahead, let yafli, and we're going to talk about this language later. What does it mean, yafli, right? But the point is to make this idea of a nether, lindor nether, to do the, to netherize, whatever, or nazir lahazir, or to nazirize, to make yourself a nazir, right? To make a nether and to make a nazir, lahashem. Okay, Vitanya, and the Brisa says, Nazir lahazir. Why is it, again, language is doubled, right? Lindor nader, and nazir lahazir. Right, so why is that? Lasos kinuye niziros, kiniziros. Okay, so why do you have the language of nazir lahazir? It sounds very repetitive, very redundant. So the reason for that repetition, or redundancy, is in order to make kinuye niziros like niziros. Right, if someone uses, doesn't say the actual, you know, generally a person has to say, Hareni Nazir, I'll be a Nazir, right? I'm not doing that, I'm just teaching, right? So a person says, Hareni Nazir, to become a Nazir, right? But what if they say something a little bit different, And not exactly those words, right? So the Nazir Lahazir is doubled up there. It's redundant in order to make Kinuya Naziros like Naziros itself, right? It does that. Okay. V'yados Naziros, Kinaziros, and also Yados of Naziros will also be like Naziros. That's the language of Nazir Lahazir to add in that extra line. Good. So let's keep on going.
That's the phrase that he says. Yados Naziros is that's.
So the meaning we're just trying to learn the source of the idea of Yados now.
Right.
Where does it come from? So it starts because the pasuk says Nazir LaHazir, which is a redundant phrase. I don't need both of those words, mm-hmm. right? To do what? To make it. That comes to teach you that Kinuya Naziros are like Naziros, and that Yados Naziros are like Naziros. Right. If I have a different language or a shortened language, that both of those work just like saying, "Hari, I'm a Nazir."
Okay.
And the Gemara says, sure. And Gemara says, "Ainli ella ben Nazirus." So that's only true now by Nazirus. That's only true that I know Kinuyim and Yados by Nazirus. Ben Nadarim Minayin. How do I know that Kinuyim and Yados by Nadarim also work? Tamalomar, Ish Kiafli, Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir. So you have Lindor Neder and Nazir Lahazir, Lashem, next to each other. Makish Nazirus, Linadarim, right? Hekish means when you two items are placed next to each other in a pasuk. So what's true of one is true of the other, right? So Makish Naziros, Linadarim, Unadarim, Linaziros. We now have this Hekish, this comparison between Naziros and Nadarim, and Nadarim and Naziros, meaning Ma Naziros, Asabo Yados, Naziros, Kinaziros. So just like by Nazir, we said that Yados Naziros is like Naziros. Why? Because of that extra phrase, Nazir Lahazir. So Af Nadarim, Asabahem, Yados Nadarim, Kinadarim. So too when it comes to Nadarim, which are placed right next to Nazir, the same halacha applies that Yados and Kinuyim is like Kino and Nadarim are like Nadarim, and Yados and Nadarim are like Nadarim. So the real drasha, right, is basically about the extra word by Nazir, but because it's placed next to Nadarim, we now have two things happening at the same time. An extra word for a drasha, and we have a hekish. The two phrases being put so next
why,
to each other.
Then why isn't the Gemara asking why is this here? Right?
What do you mean?
It should be a Nazir. In Nazir in the Masechet, right? Why, based on what we've done so far, that should be the next question.
Meaning the only way we're learning...
Well, we're learning the Nadarim based on Nazir.
Based on Nazir.
So why does a Nazir come first?
Okay, good question. I mean, why is the Masechet of Nadir,
yeah.
of Nadarim come
yeah,
first?
Yeah, it seems... I mean,
good.
So it should be the Gemara's next question.
Good question. It's a good question. Maybe we haven't answered that question. Why doesn't Nadarim come before Nazir?
I would think the other way around, right? The Nazir is a derivative of a Neder.
That is what you would think. And by the way, which is true, by the way, and is probably why Nadarim comes before Nazir. Because Nadarim is more general, Nazir is more specific,
right?
What we're doing now is we're just learning out Kinuyim and Yados of Nadarim from Nazirus. But we're not learning the concept of Neder from Nazirus.
Right, but so that can explain why. It's very circular.
Well, welcome to... Tamababli. But that's true.
But based on the way the Gemara started this whole Masechta with this is missing and that's missing, why is this here? And that so that should be the next question.
Why Jewish people are how they are. No, but I hear what you're saying. No, you're right, but I don't see why it necessarily leads to why Nadarim comes before Nazir, meaning the general construct of Nadarim is more general and would make sense before Nazir.
You're starting the concept of Yadot and Kinuim based on Nazirus. So...
I don't need the concept.
Going ahead to read back.
But we do that a lot. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is that I don't need the concepts of Nazir to understand Nadarim per se. I need the drasha here to teach you the concept, this specific piece of Yados and Kinuyim, right? As opposed to the general, I would argue still, and we'll see if I'm right as we move along, that knowing the general construct of Nadarim in general will be a better introduction to Naziris, probably. Yeah.
My guess is you're right.
Okay. Wow. How am I doing? Anyone recording it? We are.
Okay, yeah, you are.
Okay, good.
That's a
lot. Right. I was like, yes.
I say it all the time.
Fine. Okay, good. So, and we're not done. Says Gemara, Uma Nadarim over the Baal Yachel, right? And just like by a Neder, we have a rule. Right, that if you don't do what you said you would do, right, you violated an Isser known as Bal Yachel, because the pasuk says Lo Yachel Dvaro. Literally means don't make your language into chulin, right? Don't make it into like you made a promise to bring something as a korban, and now you didn't do that, right? So now you violated your own language. Ubebal to Acher, right? And don't be Ma'acher. Don't delay your promise, right? So the Nedarim have this rule of a lot like Los Ases of Bal Yachel Uba to Acher. So Af Nizirus over Bal Yachel. Right, and maybe so. Maybe Naziris also should have the same problem that if I violate my neder to be a Nazir, that I should violate Bal Yachel and violate Bal Ta'acher. Umanedarim ha'av made for nidre bito, ubal made for nidre ishto. And when it comes to nedarim, also we have a rule that a father can, right, lahafer really means it's not to nullify; it's sort of like to undermine, right? It's lahafer is to actually. If a young woman or a person's wife makes his daughter or his wife a neder and the father hears about it, he can undercut it, right, and not allow it to be chal even at all, not allow it to be activated even, right? So manadam av made for nidre bito, ubal made for nidre ishto. So af nizirus ha'av made for nizirus bito, ubal made for nizirus ishto. Right. So maybe so all these things should be true, right? When it comes to that which is true, if what's true by Nazir is true by Neder, then what's true by Neder should be true by Nazir. Right? It should go in both directions, right? If I'm extending all the rules, so just like Kinuyi Naziros and Yados of Naziros are, that we know that, and we say, oh, and it's placed next to Neder. Oh, so a Kinuyi Yad of Nedarim also work, right? So if that's true, says the Gemara, okay, so if that's true, then what about all these other rules of Neder? Do they also apply then to Nazir, like the idea of violating Bal Yachel, Bal Ta'acher, right? If you don't do what you said, or you delay, or the father being able to undercut the neder of his daughter or of his wife, should that also apply to Naziris? So maybe that should be true. Okay. So says Gemara.
Can a woman become a
Nazir? Yes, she can. So it says Gemara, my shna gabay niziros tichsiv nazir lehazir nedarim nami haksiv lindor. So the bottom line is that's like a period there, right? So like we can explain them all back and forth. The Gemara doesn't have it as a kasha, right? The Gemara has it as a statement, right? Good. So it's all good. So meaning yes. So all those things now all have the same halachos, right? Neder and nazir. We're extrapolating one from the other because of that hekesh that makes them very connect, very closely connected. Fine. So Gemara says, but wait a second. So Mayashna Gabe Naziris, Mayashna Gabe Naziris, Siksiv Nazir Lehazir, right? Nidarm Nami, Haksiv Lindor Neder, right? So Vehekesh Alamali, meaning, so Mayashna says, but wait a second. You're like making this big deal because it says Nazir Lehazir, which is like redundancy of the pasuk. Right, and therefore all of these, and I made the drasha by Nazir, and then I connect it all to Nedarim because it's a hekesh. But Nedarim also has an extra has a redundancy, lindor neder. And if that's true, hekesh lamali. What do I need the hekesh for? And by the way, yeah. So what do I need the hekesh for? Doesn't really seem to be necessary. Says Gemara, no, I'll tell you why. Because of neder lindor, okay. Kidikas of Nazir lahazir kidikamris, right. Then let's read Hashtag Hakesha. Hashtag Tichsev Lindor Neder Dibra Torah Kolashim Adam. No, not so fast. Nazir Lahazir, right? That's really redundancy, right? Lindor Neder is what you would have just said, and we even stuck up. You probably thought about it when I said it the first time. Like Lindor Neder just means to make a neder, right? So that's a. It might be a little redundant, but some of us human beings we are a little more long winded. And we sit and we talk in a way that's a normal way to talk. Lindor neder, to make a neder. But nazir lahazir, that's not a way anybody talks. You wouldn't talk that way. And therefore, the redundancy of nazir lahazir is more significant. And lindor neder is not really, if it would have said neder lindor, which is not the way normal people usually talk, so you'd see that the words are superfluous and ripe for a drasha. And therefore, since they're written the way they are, we do have a reason to make a hekesh, but we'll see as we continue tomorrow, there'll be a lot more discussion about this question. Okay, yeah, sure.